Hello, and welcome to Kids View Devotional. I'm Ada Barrett, and today we're going to talk about kindness. We're really asking the question, does God want me to be kind to everyone? Now, I don't know about you, but around our house, we're gearing up for school to start. And that means the opportunity for new friends and new classes and new teachers. But you know what? There's a lot of uncertainty as well. What if you sit by somebody who is mean to you? Or what if your friends don't like someone, but you do? That's our focus today. But first, I want to remind you to visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. There you'll be able to click the voicemail button to submit an idea or a topic, or even record a verse that may be featured on an upcoming episode. We really couldn't do it without you. Okay, back to kindness. My daughter had a play date recently, and she came home talking about what a great time she had with her friend, but she was not very happy with her friend's older brother. The brother was teasing the younger girls by pulling their hair and chasing them, and it drove my daughter crazy. And guess what? She kind of wanted to do those same things right back to him. But of course, she didn't because she knows it wasn't the right thing to do. And she knows that being kind to another person isn't always easy, but it is always right. And if someone is being unkind to you, it doesn't mean you can be unkind back. That's what we're talking about today. Now, let's pretend it's the first week of school, and let's say there's a boy who is clearly having trouble. Nobody likes him. Nobody wants to play with him on the playground or sit by him at lunch. Now, what does God want you to do? He wants you to be kind to that boy who is struggling. And you know that. But you also know that in order for you to do that, you'll have to leave the crowd. You'll have to leave your friends. You'll be the only one being nice and playing with this boy. Will the crowd or the other kids at school make fun of you? Hopefully not, but what you need to remember is that what they think, it doesn't really matter. God wouldn't make fun of you, and in fact, he'd be very pleased. And you know what? A lot of those other kids will be wishing they could be so brave to leave the crowd without the worry of being different. They may be wishing it, but with the confidence that comes with being with God, you actually do it. Now, obviously, this is just pretend, but I know it happens all the time. We must do what God wants us to do and not feel like we have to stick with the crowd, especially when the crowd is wrong. Now, here's a story that Jesus told us about kindness and helping others. You've probably heard it. One day, a man was robbed and beaten and left on the side of the road. Horrible. Now, in those days, there were no policemen driving by or cell phones to call for help. This man was on his own with little hope of getting help. Suddenly, in the distance, he sees what he thought was a priest. What luck to have a man of God walk by him in this time of need. Surely this man would help. But that priest just kept going. Why? Well, we really don't know. Maybe he was late, or maybe he thought he couldn't help. Whatever the reason, it was wrong because he didn't stop. The poor man was sad, but then he saw somebody else coming. This time it was a Levite, another man of God. Surely he would help. But when the Levite took a look at the man on the side of the road, he just kept walking too. Why? We don't know, but he should have taken the time. Now, it's easy for us to think about this time and how we would react. And of course, you would stop to help someone in need who was beaten and left on the side of the road. But what about something a little less obvious? Let's say you're on your way to something super fun. Maybe it's a party or a pool party or a movie. All you've been doing is thinking about how fun it will be and how excited you are to go. Well, just as you're about to get there, you see a friend on the side of the road. Her mom's car broke down. So what would you do? You can tell that your friend really needs help, but if you stop and if you help, you may miss that thing you've been looking forward to. You'll miss all the games and the candy and the presents and the fun. So what would you do? It isn't always easy to decide to do the right thing, just like it may not have been easy for the priest or the Levite. You see, they were just thinking about themselves and not thinking about God. Even a man of God must be careful to not just have people thoughts instead of God thoughts. People thoughts are things like, I don't have time, or someone else will do it, or I have something more important to do. God thoughts are, I'll help even though I don't have the time and even though I may have to change my plans. So now back to our story. Jesus said one other person walked by that day. It was a Samaritan, and the man had no hope of being helped because he thought of the Samaritan as very unimportant. But he was wrong. That Samaritan stopped, and he washed his cuts, he took him somewhere for care, and sent his own money for that care and the medicines that he needed. And that's what Jesus wants for us. He wants us to be good Samaritans. He wants us to be kind and to think of others, not just when it's convenient for us or when we get something out of it, but always. So as you think about how you'll treat others this year, I want you to think about that lesson. And more importantly, when you think of how you'll react to the treatment of others, think of this story as well. Be the good Samaritan and help others learn from how you treat them. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for all that I have and for those around me. I ask that you help me push out my people thoughts and focus on God thoughts, those thoughts that help me spread joy and kindness to others, and to look out for the best interest of those that are around me. I know it's not always easy to leave the crowd and to do what's right, but I ask you to give me the courage to do so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Amelia, Ada Barrett's daughter. Today I have the verse. Our verse today is 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. Remember, if you have a verse you'd like to share on a future episode or want to share a prayer with our audience, visit us online and submit with the voicemail button. Parents, for more information about today's episode and topic, as well as exclusive content to reinforce lessons, join us at anchor.fm/kidsview. Bye!
See you next time!